Hi, dictation for Andre people. A-N-D-R-E-P-E-E-P-L-E-S. Date of birth is 11/2/1986. Date of accident is June 15, 2025. Date of service 1/22/2026. The patient is here for a follow-up visit, and he reports that he is suffering from multiple issues, especially the neck pain, which is around 7. Lower back pain is around 10. Pain in the right knee and the left knee is reported to be 7. Both feet are numb and tingling. Both hands are numb and tingling. Pain in the elbow on both sides is reported to be 5. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 5 to 6 with the ability to lift the shoulder up to 150 degrees, no problem in abduction. The pain is varying from 6 to 10 and is reported to be occurring allegedly from an accident with the boating, where a boat hit their boat, which was docked in the water head on and on the side, leading him to fall and impact, fall on the left side and injured after hitting into refrigerator and other areas. Overall, the pain is between 6 and 10, ADLs are 7. Patient reports that he's uh, 60 to 70% improved so far with all the treatment, and kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. The patient was seen, last seen on January 11 for initial evaluation. At the time, no medications had been provided, and we are going to do that. His blood pressure is 150 over 75, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/11/2026, with the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and shoulder examination. Actually, I did not dictate the shoulder examination. Let me do that. Left shoulder, maximum range is 150 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with active range of motion, and passive is completely normal. The pain level is around 5 to 6 baseline. However, it is more worse than he tried to go beyond 130 degrees or 150 degrees. At this time, there is slight weakness in the left arm, but Tyndall's and Salen's sign are positive bilaterally. The elbows are tender at the medial and lateral epicondyle and olecranon process bilaterally, but no fractures are identified. In the shoulder, the Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive, as well as P-test, near test, anterior posterior apprehension test. No fractures, contusions, lacerations are identified. Anyway, the treatment-wise, patients provided with the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day, for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Elevil 50 mg PRN for depression, anxiety, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 mg for anti-depression, Lyrica 50 mg for pain relief, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient has been cleared for physical therapy to begin at neck and lower back, and shoulders, elbow, knee, and wrist. OT, chiropractic massage is also ordered. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and the patient is found to be in a stable vitals. A neuropsych evaluation was also ordered for the patient. So far, the patient is stable and may be followed up with a monthly visits.